the last remaining roller rink in all of New Hampshire or Vermont is in the town of Enfield in the Upper Valley. It is not popular anymore. But when the owner announced recently that he was thinking about closing it, emotions ran high. People did not want to see it go. That's because in its prime, it was more than just another roller rink. And nothing quite like it exists today. NHPR's Breida Green has the story.
It's an ugly box of a building, painted light blue, sits at the bottom of a hill. Great View Roller Rink. It's actually hard to believe the place is still in business. Sometimes there's just a couple of cars sitting out here, even on a weekend afternoon. But if you've lived in the area long enough, you know this place, in its heyday, was a completely different scene. People of all ages came from towns up and down the Connecticut River Valley. And this was the 70s and 80s, big hair, disco, and rock and roll. It wasn't just something to do in a place with not much else going on. It was the spot to be for miles and miles around.
Oh, wow. It was like almost bumper to bumper people.
It was always so packed.
I mean, I've got, what, 600-700 people on my Facebook page, and the majority of them I met at roller skating.
Yeah, no, everyone was there just having a great time, getting into the music.
You know, you'd have a 70-year-old grandmother out there roller skating. And
those who weren't, they were at table just talking.
And when you had that many people here from all different towns, it wasn't just fun, but romance too. Kids sneaking in their first handholding in middle school, their first kiss.
So it was like a dating service at the same time.
My future wife, it was her first time skating. This year will mark her 37th anniversary.
It was freedom. It was amazing. It was.
Here we go, opening this skate bag.
This is Debbie DeHavens. Her dad, Al DeHavens, built the rink in 1977.
Now, I have not had these skates on since Ronald Reagan was president.
She says Al grew up an orphan in New York City. When he was old enough, he wanted to get away, moved to New Hampshire, and got a job with a telephone company. But living here, it really sunk in how rural it was, how isolating.
And I think he saw that a lot of the kids just didn't have a place to go and things to do.
Somehow, he struck on the idea of a roller rink. At first, he bought a place, Debbie says, in a different town, in West Canaan. It was old and cramped with a rough wooden floor. But he put an addition on it, got people to come over, and played, among other things, Calliope, that old-timey circus music.
Well, I think it was something that he brought with him from the city. My brother and I found a trunk in the basement that had like this top hat and this mustache, and I always wondered if he was involved in vaudeville or the circus or what, but he just seemed to really like that Calliope music.
Remember, this is the 70s in rural New Hampshire, and Al's idea here to get people out was roller skating on an uneven wooden floor to circus music. It might sound weird, but Debbie says it took off.
So many people wanted to skate that the nights we were open, there were too many people on the skate floor at one time. And I think that's what drove him to put up a new building, a larger building, and one with an epoxy-covered asphalt floor.
It was so popular, Al built a new rink in Enfield, a neighboring town. A man named Ray Dauphiné told me his mom got him and his siblings to help roll on that epoxy floor with Al because it was too expensive to hire a professional. He says there was some resistance to having a rink come to Enfield in the beginning. Things you might expect in a small town. Worries about it bringing the wrong crowd.
There were a few people who were just out against it. The neighbor, I believe she actually even called him Hitler one time because he wasn't going to back down from his stand. Oh, yes. Yes.
They called the Enfield rink Al's Casino. Opening day, Debbie can still remember. There was a huge crowd. She still has a photo of her dad from that night. He's wearing black skates with white wheels, a mustard blazer, a green shirt with a huge collar.
With the mirror ball, you know, the disco mirror ball going, and he had black lights, and he had the blinking red lights across all of the roof beams, and it was very impressive to see not only the floor be christened by my father, but also just the whole visual. I was very proud. Very proud of him.
And that's how it started, the golden age of Enfield's roller skating scene. They had themed nights over the course of the week. Wednesday was disco night, Debbie says. That was a hit. But she also introduced some country music, which was popular, and they'd play rock and roll, too, on the weekends. She says Fridays were headbanging stuff. Saturday nights were a little more laid back. Kids would come in droves. At one point, Al pulled Debbie aside, told her he had a private booking coming in, and he wanted help with it, but she couldn't tell anyone who it was, not even her son. Turned out it was Aerosmith, like the actual band, one of Debbie's favorites at the time. A couple members of the group spent their childhood summers nearby on Lake Sunapee. Now, near the height of their fame, they wanted to spend a private evening roller skating at the rink. Debbie couldn't believe it. She got to work making mixtapes for them to skate to, a couple of different options, some of their own songs and some without. They arrived and she went out on the rink to skate with them, but immediately fell right on her butt.
And the band came and picked me up, which I thought was just so ironic. But we had a wonderful night. They flipped and flopped around, but for the most part, they did pretty good. And they had a great time. And we had a great time watching them. And that's a memory that I'll always cherish.
But by the mid to late 80s, she says, Al was ready to retire. He was tired of the snow and the ice, the constant shoveling and plowing. So he sold the rink to a man named Peter Martin, who still owns it today. Martin's overseen the rink's fading years.
We tried to continue building it up, but then the world turned differently and you ended up with soccer moms and kids brought everywhere to do everything but roller skate.
He attributes the decline to a lot of things. More people staying home, watching movies or TV or playing on their computers or phones. There used to be well over 100 people on a Friday or Saturday night, he says. Now they're probably at an average of 30 to 40 out on the floor. You add up staffing the place, heating it, and it's cavernous, dealing with snow and ice in the parking lot. He says he just can't continue to lose money on the business. He tried to sell, but it didn't happen. So now he's landed on a new idea for the rink, pet boarding.
If you're looking at that main floor, it's almost 12,000 square feet, except for the stage taking some, so you're almost down to 10. But when you have that ability, you can start to say, hey, wait a minute, I can make sections for small dogs, medium dogs, big dogs.
So, do you think you'll keep the sound system going?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Do dogs like disco? I asked. Sure, he says. More recently, though, I talked to him again. He says he's now reconsidering, throwing around other ideas. Maybe self-storage? Or maybe with so many people nostalgic about the rink closing, wishing it would stay alive, he can convince them to buy annual memberships that would secure the money to keep it open. It's possible this could work, but it's hard to imagine. Times have changed. For now, thousands of skates sit largely in storage on the old shelves. The disco ball still spins, but it's nothing like the glory years. So the magic of the roller rink, it'll likely live on as it has, in people's memories rather than out on the floor. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.